Walter Tulu Road Rage, we are back. I thought it was 26 and something here, Ramona, and it shows 25. And I think the issue is, I need you back. I need you back. I need you back. I think we have the wrong winner.
Yes.
What was the final of Texas-Michigan?
I have to look it up.
I thought you were doing that during the break. I'm pretty sure that Texas won and covered that game. I think we have the wrong winner and loser in that line. That's going to alter second place. I think Morgan Thomas is going to move up, I believe. Texas covered the 7.5, right? I'm pretty sure they did. I'm pretty sure. Texas won and covered when Underwood started throwing interceptions, I believe.
Texas and Michigan?
Yeah.
41-27.
Yeah. We have that one flip-flopped, I think. So I do have 26, and I think that'll change it a little bit. But we shall see. All right, let me get to some of these phones. It's Matt and Anderson. Matt, how are you, Matt? Good to have you.
Hey, Walt. Hope you're doing well today.
Yeah, good, Matt. Thank you. Appreciate you getting in.
Yes, sir. I want to thank you for the ching-ching on the Ole Miss game last night, even though all my buddies and everybody said I was crazy before the game.
You're welcome.
Walt, man, you go ahead. What was you going to say?
No, I just said you're welcome. It's all good.
Absolutely. Look, Walt, two things I want to talk to you about. On Underdog, did you know that if you go to the college football or you can go to NFL, either one, it doesn't matter, and you scroll all the way to the right, you know, to the end of the games that's up top, you know, you got your games, scroll all the way to the right, to the end,
okay,
and it says futures, and you can bet right now on who you think is going to win the Super Bowl or the national championship. And the odds for the Rams are, man, it's pretty good money. It was like $10, paid 80-something.
Really?
And
okay, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, and on the NCAA, the two best odds was Indiana and Miami, believe it or not, and Ole Miss and Oregon was the two worst. I mean,
well, the reason for that is that Oregon has to beat Indiana. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, that's
right.
Because look, if you just had an open playoff with those four teams and we didn't know who was playing whom, then Indiana would be a slight favorite over Oregon. Oregon would be the number two favorite, and then I think you're talking Miami and Ole Miss after that.
I absolutely get what you're saying. And then the last thing I wanted to tell you, my father-in-law plays Underdog all the time too, and he didn't know this. And you might, Walt, but I'm under the impression that you don't know this either. And I said the next time I got you on the line, I was going to tell you. Because I've heard you say this on air before. Okay, you know when you pick two players from one team, like say the game going on right now as we speak, Rice and Texas Tech. Let's say you pick two players from Rice. You don't necessarily have to pick a player from Texas Tech.
You have to pick a player from a different team. It doesn't have to be from Texas. It doesn't have to be from Texas State.
It don't even got to be from a
I'm well aware of that. Yeah.
Okay. Because I was showing my father-in-law where I won the bet last night, and I had Ty Simpson in there as my, you know, alternative, and he was like, well, what Bordeaux would you take? And I was like, man, I should have took the running back, but I didn't take none of them. And he was like, well, how did it let you do that? And I had to explain it to him. But
anyway,
man, check that futures out. It's pretty cool.
I will.
And I put money on the Baltimore Ravens. I want to call it on your show first. I feel like they're sleeping giants. I feel like if they get in, especially this year with all the big superstars being out, I think Lamar Jackson could win a Super Bowl this year, man.
Well, good luck to you on that one, Matt.
They got to get in the playoffs first. Okay,
yeah, I think the relative health of Lamar is not good. So I have a hard time seeing that one. But we'll see, Matt. We shall see.
Okay.
Thank you, Matt. So I think, Ramona, on the that I'm going to have the Texas game right on the recount, and then this Texas State deal is starting to look better for me. Because I have Texas State. Who do you have in this one, Ramona?
Let's see.
Where
are you looking? Which one are you asking me about?
Texas State, the one that's playing. Texas State and Rice. I really thought that Texas
State. Oh, I had Texas State.
I honestly, when I looked at the whole list of games, I mentioned this early in the game when it was close. I said, when I looked at the whole slate of games, I was very confident that Texas State was going to destroy Rice. I just thought they were just way better than Rice, and it's starting to take hold. Although it wasn't that way at half, it was 10-7 at the half, but that's why they play whole games. Now it's 34-7. All right, back to the phones. It is Champ, then Georgia Greg is going to make an appearance, and then Hunter. Champ, how are you, Champ? Good to have you.
Hey, well, actually, I'm a Georgia Bulldog myself, but I don't want to talk much about the Georgia Bulldogs.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, Champ.
After last night. But what I did want to call you in and speak to you about, I've been hearing for a long time you talk about Moretti's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we just took a little miniature schnauzer we have to get groomed in Pelzer. So shot over to Moretti's for our first ever experience there, and it was fantastic.
That's awesome, Jeff. That's
the
awesome.
The beef on Weck was the best sandwich I may have ever had. I live up in Cleveland next to Table Rock, so I might have to drive all the way to Malden to get that freaking sandwich, because it's like... It's cooked for 8 hours, yep. But it's pink and it's tender. And the bread gets, I talked to Jeff Willis, yeah. The owner. Great guy. Came, and as a side note, they have an incredible margarita.
There's something I didn't know.
It's not a pre-mix. It is fresh juices. It is fantastic. The beef on Weck, and then we got some wings, and the wings were fabulous.
That's
we got
awesome.
A plain with some dipping sauces, because my girl Shelly, she likes to dip it in the teriyaki, and I like to dip it in the hot.
Uh-oh. Did we lose him? Oh, no. We lost him. Chap.
Irrelevant at this point. Moretti's, get out. Get there now. Get you some food. It was fabulous.
Thank you, Champ. It means so much to me to take the time to make that call. It's really important. It's how this whole thing works, and I'm glad that they're everything that that I claim they were.
I told Jeff when I went in, he came over and he said, I told the waitress, I said, I hear Walt Deptula talking about you all the time, and Jeff, the owner, came over, he said, I pay for that, so I need to know what you're hearing. I said, Walt praises you all the time, and that's why we're here. And it
That's
did not
awesome.
Disappoint. I will definitely be back. Beef on Weck, I would say, best sandwich in the upstate.
Thank you, Champ. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you telling him, sharing that message with Jeff and company, too. Thank you, Champ. Thank you really much. I mean, it just matters when people take the time to do that type of thing. It just matters. Thank you so much. Georgia Greg and then Hunter. Georgia Greg. How are you, Georgia Greg?
Disappointed, sad, but I called him for my verbal beating I probably deserve. So, hey, I do need to tell you a couple things.
Yeah.
I've relooked at the Oregon Texas Tech game, and you're right, they weren't manhandled. It just their offense did nothing.
Listen, that game, even after the basically the Uyunglele defensive touchdown, I mean, he got the ball down on the 4-yard line, whatever it was, even after that, it was 13-0 late in the third quarter, and Texas Tech puts a drive together. Maybe that extended in the start of the fourth. So it's 13-0. They're at the 9-yard line, first down. And if they score there and go up and trail 13-7, they're going to win the game, because that defense is going to be on friggin' fire when they go back out in the field. But they failed. And Morton, who has an NFL arm, really chose a bad time to play his worst game. But Oregon's defense is very good. It's very good on every level. You know, I've been saying that. I've been saying this is the best defense Lanning has had. They don't let you run the ball. And, you know, but – from an Oregon standpoint and a physicality standpoint, I mean, Oregon averaged less than a yard a carry against Texas Tech. This is despite the fact that the Texas Tech offense turned it over four times, that there were two other sudden change situations when Oregon faked a punt and converted, and when Texas Tech jumped off sides on a punt. So really, there were six sudden change situations that the Texas Tech defense faced, and they didn't allow points on any of them, you know, until the Uiagalelei play. So their defense was the best defense in America. Their offense just didn't play well enough to win. And, you know, if you simply had not turned it over four times, you might have won the game.
Yeah, I think Indiana will handle Oregon myself. I think. We'll see how it goes. But the other thing I was going to say is, dadgummit, I thought we had our chances early to maybe get a big enough lead to put them away, but we didn't, and they just took it to us the second half. They out-coached us, they out-played us, and they just beat us. Not much else I can say about it.
You got torched by them the same way you got torched the first time. That's why I just wasn't a real buyer into the notion that Georgia's defense was considerably better, that people kept trying to sell me. I just, as you know, I just didn't really believe that. I just thought you hadn't faced many elite offenses. And I think that, you know, again, if you played Ole Miss next Saturday, they'd score 40 on you again. Whether you won or not, they're going to score 40 on you. I think Kirby Smart knew all year that this was not an elite Georgia team. I think that's why he took as many chances as he did, you know, constantly doing sort of Spurrier type stuff, you know, fake punts, going on fourth down in his own territory, these type of things. He did those things all year, and all you had to do is listen to him. He kept telling you what the truth was. And the truth was, you know, he said that, you know, we're basically in close games every week. And, you know, you got to do some things to try and win those games. You got to be aggressive. And the only thing I couldn't understand is why the next team on the schedule was never ready for what Kirby tried. And this time in the second half, they actually were ready. And Georgia just didn't. I thought Stockton played well. I mean, he was not to blame, just as he wasn't to blame last year. I thought Kirby made some decisions that hurt Georgia last year, right before the half, and this year in the second half. And then defensively, you just couldn't cover them. You couldn't cover them, and you also couldn't get Chambliss to the ground when you needed to. I mean, the second half, he's running all around, scrambling all around, and then hitting guys downfield, and you couldn't cover those receivers.
Yeah. Well, I know you're up against the break. I just wanted to call and take my medicine.
It's a good man, Greg. It's a good man.
Happy New Year, Walt.
Happy New Year, Greg. You know, so Greg is the Georgia fan that came correct and came in after arguing with me about these issues. I give him credit. You know, he does when they lose. And that's seemingly pretty frequent now.
That's me. That's what I'm rubbing it in.
Well, you know, at some point, that's what you get when you run it, and then last night, there's nobody there, you know. And Greg actually wrote me at like halftime and said, you know, when Kirby makes his second half adjustments, Walt, you know, basically, are you going to be around? And then his second half adjustments were to get torched on every single play, and then Greg is not even there. Last night, he's nowhere there, not in the second half or afterwards. So, you know, maybe it took him that long to recover. I guess I understand that. Hunter, don't go anywhere, Hunter. I know you've been hanging on. I'll get to you as soon as we come back, I promise you. If I start you now, I'd be cutting you short. Let me tell you about Ortho Laser of Spartanburg, 2555 Boiling Springs Road, Boiling Springs, South Carolina. A short drive from anywhere in the upstate, 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. You know why it's a short drive? Because that's where your pain ends. So it's a short drive from anywhere. Monday to Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Again, that's where you go to have your pain end. The website is recoverwithlight.com. Heal at the speed of light with non-invasive, drug-free laser light therapy aimed at reducing pain, inflammation, accelerating healing. Therapy is FDA-cleared, non-surgical, drug-free, no needles, no downtime. Treatment suitable for chronic pain like arthritis, injuries, acute pain, sprains, etc. Post-surgical recovery to speed healing, reduce swelling, all of it. Flexible treatment schedule, sessions typically over several weeks, depending on condition. Check out their 5-star rating on Google This isn't me saying it, it's you. Listen, patients get relief from pain after only a few treatments for most patients. You can avoid surgery in some cases, like torn tendons and rotator cuff injuries. As far as payment's concerned, great discounts for veterans and first responders. Cash, credit, even use your HSA or FSA. They also offer flexible payment options via a payment plan called Sunbet. Though treatments are not typically covered by insurance, patients find the cost very reasonable given the benefits of the treatments that they receive. So if you have knee pain or hip pain or shoulder pain or neck and back pain or foot pain or hand and elbow pain, it doesn't matter. Whatever your pain is, whatever the source of your pain is, whether you know it's injury or surgical recovery or arthritic condition, it doesn't matter. Book your free 15-minute phone consultation to see if you're a good candidate to heal your pain with light therapy at 864-327-8001. 864-327-8001. Their six-visit package is under $500 for six visits. RecoverWithLight.com. You will 100% thank me later. Make your pain go away. Hunter, you're up first. The lines have been completely jammed for the first time you can get in. 654-7627. Basically, we've covered one game so far. We have miles to go. Quick break.
This Saturday, the Clemson Tigers are starting the new year off with a road trip to Pittsburgh to take on the Pitt Panthers. With this being the first game of 2026, the Tigers look to start the new year off right with a win. Broadcast begins at 11:30 a.m. with tip-off scheduled at noon. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Athletic Network.
We are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
Upstate Cycle in Greenville is celebrating 46 years in business. Looking for easier parking with 80 to 100 miles per gallon? Then check out our wide selection of scooters. With many styles, colors, and price ranges to choose from, we stand behind the quality of each scooter with a comprehensive warranty and dedicated service. With an assortment of accessories, a broad range of parts, we have you covered. Delivery is available. And don't forget to ask about our layaway plan. Call 864-232-7223 for more information.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan, featured products, or compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance, and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/joy to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/joy. That's hims.com/joy, hims.com/joy.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
Yoder's Building Services is your locally trusted family-owned building supply company, serving the upstate since 1986 with lumber, windows and doors, roofing and decks, siding and more for homeowners and contractors. And when it comes to windows and doors, Yoder's is proud to partner with Anderson Windows and Doors, known for unmatched quality, durability and energy efficiency. Whether you're replacing a few windows or building your dream home from the ground up, visit Yoder's Building Services. More information on Anderson Windows and Doors today.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Billy, your gas light's on. We need to stop and fill up.
No way, Jen. Gas around here is too expensive. We can make it a little further.
Billy, listen to your big sister. You don't need to drive all over searching for the lowest gas prices. Do what I do and use Upside.
Upside?
Do you live under a rock, Billy? Upside is the hottest cashback app out there. It's free to download, and you get real cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I use it all the time, and I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying the gas you have to buy anyway?
Yes, I'm looking at the Upside app now, and there's a gas station at the next exit offering 25 cents per gallon cash back.
Okay, I'm stopping to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code FRIEND to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, to PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code FRIEND for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
Kelley Blue Book is the one-stop shop for pricing, fixing, selling, and instant cash offering. Instant cash offer is exactly what it sounds like. An official offer to buy or trade your car.
Woo-hoo!
Just enter your VIN or license plate. Answer a few questions about your car's history and what kind of condition it's in. In minutes, you'll receive an offer to sell or trade your car that you can be sure is fair. Then choose a dealer to purchase your car and schedule a time to meet. For all of the it's, KBB.com.
Avatar Fire and Ash has arrived.
I am the fire!
Get your 3D tickets now for the greatest chapter of the biggest saga in history.
Whatever happens, protect this family.
Stop!
Critics rave, it's by far the best Avatar movie.
If your father and I do not return, you go as far and as fast as you can.
Movies don't get any bigger than this. Avatar Fire and Ash, rated PG-13, now playing.
My name is Whitney Allen. I am a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought in a million years we'd have to use life insurance. The unexpected happened. With Ethos, it is so fast and easy. It's 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage through Ethos.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/game. That's ethos.com/game.
Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
My great-great-granddaddy rode with John Wesley Harden, come down and buried in a grave without a stone. I'm a direct descendant of a long line of renegades, some good, some bad, I suppose.
Walt Dip Tula Road Rage. It looks like we're going to hit another one, Ramona. Texas State up 41-7.
I have to make sure I have Texas State.
Yes, you do. Rice is down near the goal line. Or was that? What are they doing here? Excuse me.
Bless you.
The first sneeze in history on air. They're going to kick a field goal down 41-7 on fourth down from like the 12-yard line.
Well, if it goes in.
Well, it goes in, Ramona. They're trailing 41-7.
Well,
there's a well. I mean, what are you doing?
You're the one that every time I mention rice, you say it's a starch.
It's a starch.
So why are you acting like it?
Well, why are you kicking a field goal down 41-7 with 5 minutes left? I don't know. I guess
get as many points as they can possibly get.
To why? To somehow make that feel better about your defeat? I mean, no, man. You got to go for that. I don't know. That's just odd. But look, they did something odd at the end of the first half, too, that worked out for their one touchdown they have. They spiked the ball on third down with 13 seconds left down at the 2 or 3 yard line. I thought that meant they were going to kick a field goal. Then they went on fourth down, and they scored, but they wasted third down when you could have just run a play. Instead, they spiked the ball, and I don't know. They were very fortunate at the end of the first half, I thought, but I like the way this is going. This is going to be 15-2 in the last 17 bowl games for me against the spread. 15-2. That's not bad. We're hot, very hot in fuego. Let me tell you about Canty. Hunter and Jason will come right to you. Water in the crawl space can sit there for months or years. Standing water in the home can damage the foundation. Rot wood and beams and joists cause mold and mildew, contribute to unhealthy air inside the home. Standing water, that musty smell in your basement, can be a sign of major problems for you and your home if not addressed. Canty Foundation Specialists, your trusted local expert in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Canty offers solutions for any home or budget. Even the smallest leaks aren't going to get better over time. So call my friends at Canty, 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. They offer free inspections, lifetime warranties, financing's available if needed, cracks in your exterior, interior walls, uneven floors or doors, windows that are hard to open, call 1-803-373-0949. 1-803-373-0949. Visit their website, CantyCanFixIt.com, C-A-N-T-E-Y. You know, Ramona, it might have been on the third down play, Rice dropped a touchdown pass. Maybe the coach just figured, oh, screw it, we suck, let's just take three. I'm thinking maybe that's the case.
They're taking what they can get.
Hunter, how are you, Hunter? I appreciate you hanging in there.
Walt, first time, long time, man. Love the show. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Hunter. Appreciate that.
Yes, sir. So I have to admit, I apologize. I missed the first couple segments. So if you talked about this at length, I apologize. But I wanted to call in about the potential Chad Morris hire.
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, there are a couple schools of thought on this, I mean, and then I've got a question for you.
Yep.
So, obviously, you got the side of it's positive because of all the success he had while he was here. I mean, he got the ball rolling on our offensive, you know, strengths, his magnum opus as far as recruiting of, you know, getting Deshaun Watson.
Yep.
Essentially, like I said, getting the ball rolling on turning us into wide receiver U there for a while. So, yeah, all the things he did. I mean, I can't speak highly enough for it. I lived through it. It was great. But on the other side of the coin, you know, it's like he has never really gotten to the level of success that he had while he was here, you know, after he left us. And it can be debatable whether, you know, he was successful at SMU, but everything else has been a disaster or nothing really of note. So I get that Dabo wants to go back to something that, you know, something familiar, that something he knows, but, you know, and then finally I've got a question for you on this. And
you know, and Hunter, look, I think the game was so different then, and a lot of what he was doing was novel, and the speed and the tempo stuff, but the game changed and people caught up to it. And, you know, and the complaint about Coach Morris at the time was that he wouldn't stick to the run when the run was working. And the other complaint was he seemed to care more about play count than numbers on the scoreboard. And I think there was some truth in all that. I don't know. I mean, I can tell you the fan base is not enamored with this at all. I mean,
you bringing up the fact that he goes away from the run. Well, how many times did we have complaints about that this year already?
Right, and that would be my question, because again, presumably you're bringing him in, if he is coming in, it's to run the ball. I guess what I'm going to do on this one, Hunter, is I'm going to reserve judgment from my personal standpoint until I see what happens with quarterback. If Chad Morris coming here means that Clemson goes into the portal to get a quarterback, there are rumors about Aiden Childs. There was a report that Aiden Childs, that there are three teams in the mix for Aiden Childs. Other people write me and say, but Walt, doesn't Aiden Childs suck? No, he has talent. It's undeveloped talent. He, in my view, he's more talented than anybody on the Clemson roster. So is it you know, the top of the top level when it comes to the quarterback availability? No, but would I take it right now compared to what's on the roster? Yes. If Aiden Childs joins this team, do I think Aiden Childs will be the starter in 2026? I do.
Absolutely, and I completely agree with you 100%. And then I'll leave you with this, and I'll take it off the air. So my big question, you know, it's like, so Chad Morris I don't feel like people are talking about this enough. He was on staff, you know, not so long ago, a year or two. You know, he was an offensive analyst, quote unquote. Well, my question to you is, I've never been explained the ins and outs of.
Do we lose him?
Oh, yeah.
Jason in Columbia. Jason, how are you, Jason? Good to have you.
Man, someone in the AD got to Hunter on his first call. Very unfortunate.
It was so good, too. That's two victims we've had today. We've had two victims.
Man, he was on a roll. Yep. You know, it is interesting regarding the Chad Morris deal. Like you said, I can tell you, man, there's a consensus with my friends and family, and it's not great. I mean, people are very dubious.
Oh, look, the text line was just brutal the other day. Now, have people simmered down a little bit? Probably. You know, that's sort of what happens, especially if you find out that that's the direction you're going, and it appears to be. I'm almost of the wait and see on it. I don't love it. I suppose I don't hate it. I think it depends whether it comes with a quarterback in tow. You know, if bringing Chad Morris in helps convince Clemson to go after a quarterback in the portal, whether that's Aiden Childs or anybody. Aiden Childs, is sort of a mid-level guy right now in terms of the portal, but he's better than anything on the roster. I don't even think it's close. I mean, I think Aiden Childs has always had talent. Always. I mean, I mean, he's had some spectacular games. He's had some miserable games. I don't think he's received great offensive coaching, and I don't think he's been developed to the level that he could be. We will see if that turns out to be the guy. I think Grunkmeyer from Penn State would make all sorts of sense too. He's going to be in the portal. So.
Well, it's interesting, you know, like you said, if we think that Denson isn't developed enough to be a full-time quarterback, I mean, he's the only one on the roster with the legs that you would associate normally with a Chad Morris, you know, dual threat type QB running game offense. I know Taj was more of kind of like a battering ram in the offense than Deshaun.
Let me stop for a second. And this is nothing against Chris Denson. I hear great things about him in terms of his practice habits and his leadership. Now, what has anyone seen from Chris Denson that would possibly make you think he could be a starting quarterback for Clemson in 2026? That he ran a couple times against Furman? That's the answer? Okay, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. You know, again, he completed four passes or something like that for 20 yards against Furman. All right. If he's going to be the Clemson starting quarterback, it's 2 years from now. Maybe.
Right,
and that assumes a lot to my way of thinking. I mean, I just don't see it on film. And you know who else didn't see it on film? Nobody recruited him because quite honestly, there were no big names in his recruiting. None.
Right. I will say, Walt, and I agree with what you're saying for the most part. I don't think it's reasonable to expect him out there next year. I will say I was encouraged because I have heard Ellis Johnson, whom you referenced earlier.
Yeah.
I've heard Ellis numerous times recently mention that, you know, he's been to several practices because his son's on the team.
Yeah.
And he says that Denson, in terms of just athleticism and the running ability, is electric. So,
well, again,
he always says he's raw.
Yeah. Yeah. He has athleticism. But again, the notion that he would be your starting quarterback in 2026, if that's the case, then you are basically saying you're not going to a bowl game even next year. That's what you're saying. Because that's going to be the reality. You're not winning more than six games if Chris Denson is your starting quarterback in 2026. You have no chance. None. I mean, it's just not happening.
Yeah, and with respect to Morris, it was interesting. Like you said, the rules have kind of negated some of the advantages of his tempo style. But then during the playoff, it was pretty interesting to see various teams selectively using the tempo the last 2 days as a weapon. So it still can be applied. It didn't seem like
Oregon and Texas Tech
very often.
Or Oregon and Texas Tech at the start of that game were playing at warp speed.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. And then Ole Miss, obviously. Yeah. I mean, Ole Miss, once they got cranking, I mean, once Chambliss got rolling in the second half, boy, what a display. I mean, some of those throws he made where he got out of the pocket and escaped the rush and just threw it beautifully on a rope downfield, that was a fun game. Oh, man, I enjoy – I'm sure you've noticed it because you're online – the wave of people that have risen up against this SEC propaganda. It is beautiful to behold. I mean, there, you know, Feinbaum's taking shots from all corners. So is Herb Street. I think we just need to
I'm leading the parade. I mean, I'm leading the parade direct. Against Herb Street. I think Herb Street has just turned into a villain. I mean, I just think he used to have some credibility. His credibility is completely shot. I mean, his credibility ended last year when he made the ridiculous comments he made about Indiana losing to Notre Dame. And meanwhile, above his head, they're running the scroll of Ohio State mopping the field with Tennessee out of the SEC. It was one of the funniest, most absurd moments I've ever seen in college football. And nothing that's come out of his mouth since has been credible in any way, shape, or form. And he just keeps piling on with ridiculous things. Again, the arguments for Alabama's inclusion. And there were no arguments for Alabama's inclusion. Remember, he actually tried to define the SEC championship game as something other than a blowout. You know, he actually tried to make a case for Alabama by being the one person on earth to try and define that game as something other than a blowout, even though Alabama rushed for like negative yards.
Yeah, and let me just close with this. It hurt losing Stephylan Green, but I got to say, I've been very encouraged by the amount of names and visits that you're at least seeing associated with Clemson from other guys entering the portal. This has been a noticeable change from years past and very welcome development as a Clemson fan to see.
Yeah, no question. I mean, it's just obvious. It's been obvious Clemson needs to portal up. And to me, it still starts with quarterback. I think it still does. I respect Larry Williams, and I know Larry Williams is connected, and Larry has said no, and I understand that. But I don't see how that can be the answer. I don't. And maybe if it takes, I don't know who's initiating this. Okay, I don't know whether it's Chad Morris. I don't know if it's part of the conversation with Chad Morris coming here that you got to go get a portal quarterback. I don't care how it happens as long as it happens, because I just can't imagine going into next year with this group of quarterbacks. You know, maybe the following year, but I can't imagine going into next year with this group of quarterbacks.
And let's pull for Sam Darnold, the turtle in a big spot like he normally does, just like the end of last season, Walt. Number one seed, baby. Let's go Niners.
Thanks, Jason. All right. We will take a quick break. You can get in. Oh, this weather does not look good in Navy and Cincinnati. The weather does not look good. Did that game end? Did that game end, or did they just decide to take it off the screen? All right, so we'll take a quick break. You can get in, 654-7627.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit cantycanfixit.com.
Estes Heating and Air is here to keep your family cool in the summer and warm in the winter with premium Heil units, supercharged with 100 years of superior engineering and quality manufacturing. Estes is Clemson alumni owned and celebrating 26 years of serving Tiger fans across Oconee, Pickens, and Greater Greenville. Be sure to like their Facebook page for giveaways, promotions, and specials. That's ESTES Heating and Air on Facebook to win prizes and receive specials on HVAC services and installs to keep your family comfortable all year long with Heil units. Depend on them.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about. Are low T and ED ruining your life? Low Country Male is your solution to getting that alpha feeling back. Sitting on the couch, not acceptable. We're going to get you back in the gym and get you back in the game of life. Come on down to Low Country Male today. Get your testosterone checked and start a personalized concierge TRT plan. Plans include testosterone, lab work, annual physicals, doctor visits, and much more. Book at one of our 8 locations. Low Country Male, making men men again since 2016. LowCountryMale.com.
Here at The Roar, every day is game day. We are 105.5 and 97.5, The Roar.
Well, I am the river that flows through my veins. I am the black crow, I'm wings of change. Well, I am the rock that the rain couldn't conquer. I'm above, I'm below, I am hell and high water.
Walt Abtula Road Rage, we are back. That's the worst ball spot I've ever seen. On the Navy second yard, second down play, they picked up a half a yard. They marked the ball a yard and a half back. I don't get it. I don't get that ball spot at all. And that's going to result in 4th and 4. Navy apparently is going to punt. That's interesting. Plus territory. Almost surprised. Horvath and company. Navy get a punt. How did Navy get the ball at midfield? I missed it. Did the prior game end, Ramona? Is the Texas State game officially over? Can we put that one in the win column? Or did they just decide to get the hideousness off the screen since it was 41-10? I don't know. But, I see. Navy's not where I thought they were. I don't know. So that's why they're punting. Okay.
No, it's still on.
The Texas State game is?
Yeah. They got 2 minutes left.
What's the score?
41-10.
Okay. Let me tell you about the Franklin Tree Service. Proud to be a longtime partner of the Road Rage and the Roar. You might remember me mentioning them back in the day while they're back advertising with us. They want to remind you that they're the affordable, reliable, and trusted option for all your tree service needs in the upstate. Whether it's one tree or 20 trees, they're here to help you make the right decisions when it comes to removal, trimming, and assessing for any kinds of hazards. The upstate has strong winds, wind gusts throughout the year, and we all have that one tree, or some of us have like 20, that might fall or damage your property if it had the chance. So don't let that happen. The Franklin Tree Service wants you to be proactive, not reactive. Trust me when I tell you this. You know, there are times you think, I can't afford to do this right now. There are things you can't afford not to do. One of them is you can't let a tree fall on your home. And it happens all the time. And in my case, again, Brian Franklin and the Franklin Tree Service literally saved my house, my life, all of it, because I knew I was in trouble, okay? I knew I was in trouble when I had an oak tree fall between my home and my garage. That's my sign. There's your sign, stupid, especially since the white oaks aren't supposed to fall. I had a white oak fall between my house and my garage, and then I started looking at all the pine trees that 100% would hit my home. The pine trees on the edge of my woods that 100% would have hit my home and crushed my home had they fallen. And they were all leaning that way. They're all leaning that way. The way my property's designed, the way the woods designed, they were all leaning towards my home. And that's when I decided, okay, no more Russian roulette. Can't do this anymore. And Brian Franklin brought his whole team out. What a job they did. And, you know, there was a tree or two that concerned me, and Brian said, no, you don't need to do anything with those. And if anything, you know, he was, you know, he gave you a complete, honest assessment of where I stood and what I really needed to do and what I didn't need to do. And I was really grateful for it. And I was grateful for their incredible professionalism. And as it turns out, even though I'm in a valley and like storms don't normally settle where I am, Helene settled. And I don't know whether it was tornadoes or what. I have no idea. But it wiped out my woods. And those trees on the edge of my woods, 100% would have fallen on my home. That's the reality. Free tree assessments to identify potential hazards, safe removal of leaning trees, trimming of overhanging limbs, yard thinning to prevent future damage, emergency storm services, fully insured and committed to top quality work. Call the Franklin Tree Service today, 864-947-9065, 864-947-9065. Now, Ramona, we have not yet got to the Alabama situation. And the Alabama people, Ramona, they're another fan base faction who thinks I hate their team. In their case, you may now be right. I may actually hate your team. And the reason I hate your team is because of Herb Street and the propagandists who just keep propping up your crap football team. And we have to keep making room for Alabama and excuses for Alabama and ways to get crappy Alabama in the playoff. And Alabama sucks. All right. Alabama frigging sucks. Two things were true in Indiana and in Alabama. One is Indiana's good enough to win the whole thing. And two is Alabama sucks. And Alabama sucked all year. And they had one saving grace. And the saving grace was Simpson. Simpson turned out to be way better than we expected. Way better. And he's all that saved Alabama whenever they won. He's all that saved them. Because the rest of that team sucks. They're not any good. They're soft. They can't run the ball at all. It doesn't matter who their running back is. This stuff about, well, Jam Miller's hurt. No one cares whether Jam Miller's hurt or not. Nobody. Because no one cares about Jam Miller. Okay? He's a jag. And Alabama has lots of jags. All right? This is not your father's Oldsmobile. This is not Nick Saban's Alabama. This is DeBoer's Alabama. And DeBoer should have left when he had the chance. Because those people didn't like him before, and he didn't like them either. And now they all hate him. And he should have left when he had the opportunity. I don't think he's the right fit in Alabama. Dude, Ramona, this dude, every time he's interviewed, I mean, he honestly looks like there's something wrong with him. I mean, he's like... He's either like the most constipated human being who's ever walked the face of the earth, because that's what he looks like. I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. He sounds terrible. He looks terrible. I mean, it's just the whole situation in Alabama right now is bad, and I don't think it's getting any better. So, you know, and oh, by the way, based on this performance, no one's ever going to accept your excuses to put Alabama in again. Okay, that you got in based on what happened last year, and based on this, no one's ever going to make room for you again. Okay, no one cares what Herb Street thinks anymore. No one cares what any of those propagandists think anymore. You know, it's just pathetic. I mean, Herb Street tried to make a case for Alabama saying, well, you know, had they been blown out in the SEC championship game, dude is redefining what blown out in a championship game is. Georgia just woodshedded Alabama. Alabama couldn't gain a yard rushing. They didn't. I said before the year, they couldn't run the football. And even with that offensive line, which really was overrated, they never ran the ball all year. Well, how are they going to beat Indiana, a team that's elite at stopping the run? How exactly was that going to happen? I mean, Indiana was better than Alabama at virtually every position, and they just wiped the field with Alabama. So you Alabama people like to write me and say, Walt, you know, you hate Alabama. No, I don't. I don't really hate you. I hate the propagandists who keep making excuses for you. You suck. You're not any good. And you were fully exposed. All I saw from Alabama people on social media, Ramona, was how their history, how Bear Bryant was somehow going to influence this game. Yeah, well, Indiana doesn't care about you, your history, or Bear Bryant, as they proved. They could have named their score. They totally dominated the game. And at some point, Alabama basically just tapped out. And that's how it looked. And it was just an embarrassing performance by DeBoer, an embarrassing performance by Alabama. DeBoer is completely overrated. I don't think it's going to be long-lived. I think he needs to get out of there for his own sanity. And I don't see any future there. Now, they do have young talent at quarterback, so we'll see, but... I mean, you can't be woodshedded any worse. Hey, look, I guess we can stop with the James Madison, got blown out stuff, right? Because compared to Alabama, James Madison played a very competitive game. Alabama got blown out, every way you can conceive, they got blown out. They did not belong on the same field with Indiana. And the reality is they weren't beating any of the teams left in the field. Didn't matter which they were. They, by luck of the draw or luck of the bracket, or position of the bracket, they wound up with the worst possible draw they could have because there's no way they were beating Indiana. It was going to be a tap city. The only question was the score. And the score is even worse than I thought it would be. Again, it was just a completely non-competitive game. And oh, by the way, you know what one of my favorite sequences ever was? And this was in the first half of that game. Texter said, Kalen is Timu Venables. You might be right. Leonard says, Alabama's a bunch of pretenders, not contenders, that are living off Saban history. That's from Leonard. I think you're 100% right, without question. Wait, what is this? Texter says, this Chuck Bass originally came up with this. Texter sent me this. And scientists at DeVry University have reconstructed 3D models of how Judas might have looked, and it basically looks like Herb Street.
Oh, that's wrong.
It's just too funny. That's absolutely hysterical. My favorite part of that game, and I'm not sure anybody, what is this? What's this now? Ryan and Taylor says, have you seen the video of Joey Galloway saying to Kirk Herbstreit that the Big Ten Conference resembles the ACC more than the SEC? Laughable. ESPN SEC propaganda. No, I haven't seen it. But look, there's nothing I wouldn't believe from these people, especially Herbstreit. I just think he's the biggest sellout of anybody I've ever seen. I just think, this is a guy who used to be respected. I don't think anybody respects him anymore. I think that ship has completely sailed. You know, and on the game itself, let me go back for a second. One of my favorite moments in that football game was the moment when Alabama, I can't even remember what the score was at this point. I think it was 10-0. I want to say it was 10-0 Indiana. So this must have been the second quarter. And tell me whether you people remember this. All right. You get in on the phone line, 654-7627. Lines have been completely jammed all day. You can get in right now, 654-7627. So I think it's 10-0 Alabama in the second quarter, right? And Alabama has a 4th-and-1, all right? And this team is scared to death. All right, DeBoer is scared to death. Grubb is scared to death. Everybody in Alabama is absolutely scared to death. What are they scared to death of? They're scared to death of their running game versus Indiana's defense on a 4th-and-1. And so they can't decide what they're going to do. So it looks like at first they're going to go for it. Then they say, no, we're going to bring the punt team out. So at first they tried to get Indiana to jump. Then they bring the punt team on, and they try and get Indiana to jump from the punt team like 5 different ways. I mean, all they're doing is delaying the ultimate of having to go on 4th-and-1. They want no part of trying to go 4th-and-1 against Indiana. They know they can't run it. They know they can't block Indiana. So they are desperately trying to figure out, how can we pick up this 1 yard without running a play? And they're going back and forth. They're using multiple timeouts to try and figure out some way to get a super disciplined team on the other side to jump. And none of it works, Ramona. They cannot get Indiana to jump no matter what they do. So they bring the offense back on the field. I mean, this whole thing, this is this took like 15 minutes of clock time for Alabama to decide what to do on this 4th-and-1, because they've decided they don't want to punt because they know that they're in trouble. All right, they know they're in trouble, and they've decided they don't want to punt, but they don't want to run a play because they know there's no way on God's green earth they're picking up 4th-and-1 against Indiana. I'm telling you, I've done this a long time. This is some of the funniest crap I've ever seen in my life. So finally, Ramona, they bring the offense back on the field, and they run a play, and they get stoned. See, so they were basically right. They were basically right not to want to run a play because they knew they weren't picking up 1 yard against them. But after they delayed the game for 15 minutes in every way they could, they finally decided they had to try, and Indiana still stoned it. So it was like a 15-minute delay while Alabama tried 17 different ways to try and get Indiana to jump offside so they could gain the 1 yard, and Indiana's just held their water and said, nope, we're not moving. You're going to have to actually earn that yard, and because we know you can't. And you know you can't. Both sides knew Alabama could not gain a yard on 4th-and-1. I'm telling you, man, I have seen some funny crap in football. I've done this a long time. I have seen some funny crap in football, but that entire sequence might have been the funniest thing I have ever seen. It is two teams that both know that the team that has the ball cannot possibly pick up a 4th-and-1. And Alabama is trying every other way they can within the rules to try and steal the first down because they desperately do not want to snap it against Indiana. Orange Bill says, it was hilarious. Cignetti just stone-faced scowled at them. Yeah, Cignetti knows his team is disciplined. He knows his team isn't going to do any of that stuff that Alabama needed him to do. But I have never seen a team, Ramona, in greater need of converting a 4th-and-1 with less belief in their ability to pick up a 4th-and-1. They knew full well they had no chance to pick up the 4th-and-1. They knew it. They knew it. And I'm telling you, man, I was laughing my ass off. I'm laughing my ass off watching this because it took like 15 minutes. They're just trying everything they can not to snap the ball on 4th-and-1. It was just a beautiful thing. Dexter said, and then them showing Cignetti was pure cinema. It was just unbelievable. Dexter said Chris Fowler was about to cry. 100% right. What is this? I'm going to get to the whole buy stuff. I'm going to get to the whole buy stuff because there's an easy answer to that. Nate, you're going to be up first when we get back. Just, is there any shot that Oregon beats Indiana in the rematch? Oh, absolutely. Yeah, look, Oregon's a really good football team with very few weaknesses. I mean, this is by far, look, this is the best team Lanning has had, and they absolutely can win the whole thing. I mean, and Indiana has lost, you know, their best defensive lineman, who's out for the year, and he led the nation in tackles for loss, and they didn't need him against Alabama, but could they need him against Oregon? Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a different kind of football game, and we'll talk more about that moving forward. Nate, I'm coming to you.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
60 years. That's how long Joe Roberson and son have been roofing homes and businesses right here in the Upstate. For generations, they've protected families, local businesses, and landmarks you pass every day. Look around. There's a good chance the roof over your favorite restaurant, your neighbor's home, or even the building you're driving by is a Joe Roberson and Son roof. Why have families trusted them for 6 decades? Because this is a family business built on honest workmanship, fair pricing, and doing the job right.